You are listening to The Business of Being Dad. Get ready as we delve into the world of fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. I'm Rob Brody, your humble host and fellow single father, and I'm so excited you're here to join us. This podcast was intentionally designed for you, men who believe they're destined for greatness, those who never settle for excuses but instead take meaningful action, and individuals who reject the notion of being ordinary. We're here for the ones who understand that being a phenomenal leader goes hand in hand with being an exceptional father. Why? Because we believe in you. We believe you hold the power to shape your identity as a man, a father, and a leader. We believe you are the architect of your future, and you get to determine the impact and legacy you'll leave behind. So get ready to explore the depths of personal growth, strengthen family bonds, and create a legacy that resonates through time. Together, we'll rise, inspire, and change. Let's get started. Well, hey there, men, and welcome back to another episode of The Business of Being Dad. I'm Rob Brody, and I am thrilled to continue our holiday theme by exploring the significance of establishing family traditions. So today, we're unwrapping the joy that traditions bring into our lives and the memories that they can help us create. So if you're ready to create your own holiday traditions, then let's go. When I think about my own personal family traditions, especially when I was a child growing up, there are a couple that just tend to jump out at me. I remember clearly that my family had this amazing tradition of catching a Christmas play every single year. And it wasn't just about going to the show, which was great, but it was the whole experience. My parents would buy tickets way in advance, and then on December 23rd, we would dress up nice and we would head out for a kind of a rare, kind of fancy evening for us as a family. And we would enjoy some good food, we would have some fun drinks, and we would just watch an amazing show. But this ritual, which took place almost every single year, it not only marked what was kind of the beginning of our Christmas festivities for that year, but it became the absolute highlight of our holiday season. And we would look forward to this all year, and it just really was an amazing night for myself and my whole family. And it made such an impact in my life that now, as an adult and a single dad, I've made it a point to carry forward this tradition. I've made it a staple in my family's Christmas celebrations. And you can see how a tradition that was started by my parents when I was a child has made such an impact in my life that I have now incorporated it in my family, and it's just becoming a generational tradition. Another significant tradition in my current family is our Christmas Eve fondue dinner. So picture this. We take about 2 to 3 hours on Christmas Eve night, and we gather around the fondue pots. We make a lot of side dishes and snack trays and, again, some fun drinks. And the house is just buzzing with energy, with laughter, with excitement. And this annual Christmas Eve fondue dinner has become a cornerstone. And it's not just about the food. It is about bringing us all together for an extended period of time to just share a meal and have conversation and just kind of relish in the moment. And I know that these traditions have made an impact in my kids' lives because whenever I bring up the idea of perhaps changing from what has become our usual fondue dinner to something different, there is a lot of resistance because it has become the norm in our family and something that the whole family really looks forward to. And that kind of leads me into the next point I'd like to make. And I'd like to spend some time talking about why traditions even matter in the first place. So I think of traditions as being kind of like the glue that helps bind us together as a family and helps us create this sense of continuity and security. You know, I have often called the traditions in our family, of which we have many, as being like the secret sauce that helps make our family bond so strong and helps us to have such a strong family culture. So I think of engaging in traditions as being so much more than just going through the motions of doing something year after year. It's about creating this legacy and this pillar of memories that our kids will carry with them well into their adult lives. These traditions offer kids a sense of predictability and stability, two things that are extremely important for kids. It can provide this anchor of comfort in what is now more than ever, such an unpredictable world that they're living in. As you're thinking about perhaps your own family traditions or maybe establishing some new ones, consider the values that you want to instill in your kids. And traditions are an excellent way to pass on those values in a way that feels natural and relatable. I like to think about it this way. Traditions aren't just routines. They're like special rituals that bring everyone together, express shared values, and provide a comforting routine for our kids and for us as adults as well. And they can create this sense of belonging and identity that can really stick. I'd like you to consider the unique traditions in your family. Maybe it's savoring a special meal or diving into a particular holiday activity, but think of these traditions as being the milestones in your journey as a father, and they can signify what's truly important to us. It's not about going all out with a tradition, or at least it's not only about that, but it's the meaning and connection that it carries with it. So this week, your mission is to identify or create a tradition that really just kind of vibes with your values. It could be as simple as organizing a family game night, getting into some sort of storytelling about past holidays celebrated together, or creating a unique activity that resonates with your shared interests as a family. But embrace the positive impact of creating a tradition and watch as it can become a significant part of your family's story. So as we wrap up this short holiday episode, I'd like you to remember this. Traditions are not dependent on resources. They don't need to cost a lot of money. They do not even need to take that much time. A real meaningful tradition is about the connection that it creates between you and your family. So just like we can create success in business by creating consistent practices and rituals, we have the same ability to create success in our family lives by creating consistent family rituals. As the saying goes, family is not an important thing, it's everything. In this final episode before the holidays, I sincerely wish you a week filled with tradition, connection, and joy. From my family to yours, happy holidays. And until next time, this is Rob Rohde signing off. May your traditions be as unique and wonderful as the love you share with your amazing kids. Thank you for joining us for the Business of Being Dad podcast. If you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend who could benefit from our discussions on fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. Together, let's build a community of like-minded men who embrace ownership, commit to growth, and make an impact. And now, before we go, remember, greatness is within your reach. So stay strong, stay focused, and create your legacy. I'm Rob Rohde, and you've been listening to The Business of Being Dad, where fatherhood meets success. See you in the next episode.